Since you and I fell into his trap and was made deaf, dumb, and blind by him, now we don't have access to any information that the white man doesn't know about. So we think that the beginning of the white man meant the beginning of everything. Us too. We're not aware that we were here before he was made. Can you understand that? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that back 66 trillion years ago. Trillion. How much is trillion? Not hundreds, nor thousands, nor millions, nor billions, but 66 trillion years ago, the black man was here then. But at that time, like we have the sun, which is the center of the universe, and the planet that we live on here called Earth, next to the black man was here then. But at that time, like we have the sun, which is the center of the universe, and the planet that we live on here called Earth, next to the 46 million miles from the sun is a planet called Mercury, and 67,200,000 miles from the sun, is another planet called Venus, and 93 million miles from the sun is the planet here that you and I live on called Earth. 141,500,000 miles out here is a planet called Mars, and 483 million miles from the sun is a planet called Jupiter, and 886 million miles from the sun is a planet called Saturn, and on down the road a piece are a couple more planets. So right here, this planet that this planet that you and I live on called Earth, that rotates around the sun. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that 66 trillion years ago, our people were living on this planet. The black man was living on this planet. But in those days, it was larger than it is now. And the planet Mars that was off here beyond us had an effect upon our planet then, in the same manner that the moon affects us today. At that time, there was no moon up there. Where was the moon? The moon was down here. The moon was part of this planet. The moon and this planet were one planet. And the black man was living here then. He was a scientist. He was a wise black man. Black men have always been wise. Black men have always been the wisest being in the universe. And among these beings, black beings, there is one who is supreme. He's referred to as the supreme. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that a wise black scientist 66 trillion years ago began to argue with the other scientists because there was something he wanted the people of Earth to speak a certain language. And because they wouldn't agree, he wanted to destroy civilization. So this scientist drilled a shaft into the center of the Earth and filled it with high explosives and set it off. He was just trying to destroy, civilization. He was trying to destroy the black man. But you can't destroy the black man. The black man can't destroy himself. The black man has the most powerful brain in the universe. There is no intelligence more powerful than the intelligence of the black man. And because of this, the black man can't even create a thought that will destroy him. He's indestructible. You can blow up everything and the black man will still be here. You just can't get away from him, brother. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said they fill the earth department. High explosives and set it off, and when it was exploded, the piece that you and I today call moon was tossed out here into space, and it rotated around the earth. It still rotates around the earth. It came from the earth. It was blasted right out from the earth, and as it was blasted out from the earth, it turned over and over and over, and all of the water that was on it came along with the earth, stayed with the earth, so that the piece that was blasted out there has no water on it today. And because it has no water on it, it has no civilization on it, has no life on it. You can't have life where there's no water. Water is the source of life. Where there's no water, there's no life. Where there's no life, there's no civilization. Can you understand that? So this dead piece, called moon by us today, turning over and over and over, losing all of its water, all of the water coming with this piece. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that this piece, that the earth that we remained on, shifted 36, it dropped 36, 6,000 miles in the pocket that we remained in. And as it dropped and all of the water came with it, it left a situation where today he says the earth that we now live on weighs 6 trillion tons. The weight of it is 6 trillion tons. And as it makes its way around the sun, the strong power of the sun's rays striking the equator causes the planet to turn on its own axis at the speed of 1,137 and a third miles per hour. Now you would say that since, and he teaches us that the square mileage of the earth is 196,940,000 square miles, which means only 57,255,000 square miles of land stick up out of 139,785,000 square miles of water. 3/4 of the earth's surface is covered with water, part of the water that left the moon and came with the earth. So you may say, well, how come since it's the natural law for water to seek its own level, why doesn't it overrun the land? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that as the earth speeds around the sun, turning on its axis 1,037 and a third miles per hour, it creates gravity, and the strong attracting power of the sun pulls on the waters of the earth, pulls them up into the sun and up into the earth's atmosphere in a fine mist that the naked eye can hardly detect. And as this water gathers in the earth's atmosphere, it then distills and comes back to earth. After it gets heavier than the atmosphere in which it is in, it distills and comes back to the earth in the form of water, hail, or rain, or snow. All of the water that you see coming out the sky went up into the sky. Everything that's coming down on the earth got up there by leaving the earth. Do you understand? And he teaches us that it comes back down in the form of hail or rain or snow or whatever else you have, depending upon the temperature of the current of atmosphere that it was in. He says that at night the moon, the gravitational pull of the moon takes over. And because the power of the moon is not as great as that of the sun, once the attracting power of the sun is absent at night, then the moon takes over. And since it can't pull the waters up like the sun does, it still has that magnetic pull, and it causes the waves that you see out there on the ocean to churn. This is the moon that does that. The moon makes the waves go up and down. It never lets them level out. If it leveled out, it would overrun the land. It also causes the shifting of the tides. This is the pull of the moon upon the waters of the earth. If it weren't for the attracting power of the sun and the moon upon the earth, why, the waters would overrun the land and drown out civilization. All of this was done by man himself, not some mystery god, but a black man set this up. And you and I have been running around here in the trap that the white man put us in, thinking that the only one who can do anything either is a mystery god, and what the mystery god doesn't do, the white man does. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that all the time that this was going on, there was no white man. White man was nowhere on the scene. He says that when the moon was blasted away and we came along with the earth, in fact, one tribe was destroyed. Prior to the time that the explosion took place, there were 13 tribes. In the explosion set off 66 trillion years ago, the 13th tribe was destroyed. And then all of the time down through the wheel of time since then, there were 12 tribes until 6,000 years ago. And 6,000 years ago, a scientist named Yaqub created another tribe on this earth. Understand? Prior to the time the explosion took place, there were 13 tribes. But the 13th tribe was destroyed in that explosion. And from then until now, just 6,000 years ago, another tribe came on the scene. It was made different from all of the 12 tribes that were here when it arrived. A new tribe, a weak tribe, a wicked tribe, a devilish tribe, a diabolical tribe, a tribe that is devilish by nature. So, but before they got on the scene, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when we came with the earth, the oldest city on earth is the holy city of Mecca in Arabia. Mecca is the oldest city on earth. Mecca is the city that is forbidden. No one can go there but the black man. No one can go there but the Muslim. No one can go there but the believer. No one can go there but the righteous. And at Mecca are kept the records of history that go on back into the beginning of time. He says that 50,000 years ago, another scientist named Shabazz became angry with the other with the scientists of his day. He wanted to bring about a tougher people. He wanted the people to undergo a form of life that would make them tough and hard, and the other scientists wouldn't agree with him. So this scientist named Shabazz took his family and wandered down into the jungles of Africa. Prior to that time, no one lived in the jungle. Our people were soft. They were black, but they were soft and delicate. Fine. They had straight hair. Right here on this earth. You find some of them look like that right today. They are black as night, but their hair is like silk. And originally, all our people had that kind of hair. But this scientist took his family down into the jungles of Africa, and there, living in the open, and living a jungle life, eating all kinds of food, it had an effect on the appearance of our people. Actually, living in the rough sun, in the rough climate, our hair became stiff, like it is now. We undertook new features that we have now. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that the only hair that the black man has today that looks now like it looked prior to 50,000 years ago is on my eyebrows. Right here, you notice all Negroes got straight, don't care how nappy their head is, they got straight eyebrows. Some of them, when you see a nappy eyebrow, Negro, you got somebody. But all of this took place back in history, and everything the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches is based on history. Now then, where does the white man come in? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that the wise black man, who was a master of science, he never wrote his history like it's written today of the past, but the wise black man in that day wrote his history in the future. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that the circumference of the earth is 24,896 miles, approximately 25,000 miles. So he says the wise black man in the East writes history a year to every mile. He writes history to last for 25,000 years, not in the past, but in the future. He says that on this earth there are wise black men who can tune in and tell what's going to happen in the future just as clear. They can see ahead just as clear as they can see in the past. And every 25,000 years, he says that civilization reaches its peak, or reaches a perfection. And at this time, the wise black man can hear a pin drop anywhere on the planet Earth. And they sit down and write history to last for 25,000 years. After this history has expired, they put it in a vault at the holy city of Mecca and write a new history. This has been going on and on and on and on and on. So he says, in the year one of the cycle in which we now live, the king, he says, in the East are 24 wise men. They're spoken of in the Bible as 24 elders, or 24 prophets, or 24... The Honorable Muhammad says that when these 23 men are called together by this one, which makes 24, and these 23, presided over by the 24th, are spoken of in the book of Revelations, where John said he had a vision in heaven, where there was a throne. And around the throne were 24 seats, and on the seats sat 24 elders. These 24 elders that are called angels are actually 24 wise black men who live right here on this earth. But no one knows who they are. At the end of every 25,000 years, this one called all of them into conference. And they sit down at the holy city of Mecca. The history for the past 25,000 years has expired, and it's time to write a new history. So these scientists begin to tune in on the population of the planet Earth. And he says that back in this day, there were 5 billion people on this Earth, all of them black, not a white man in sight. 5 billion people, not a white man in sight. So he says that when these 24 scientists begin to tune in, they look down through the wheel of time. They can tell not only what the people on this Earth are thinking, but they can tell what their children are thinking, what their unborn children's children are thinking, what their unborn children's children's children are thinking. They can look right down through the wheel of time and tell minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, for 25,000 years, exactly what is going to take place. And they discovered that in the year 8,400 to come, they would register among the 5 billion black people, 70% would be satisfied, and 30% would be dissatisfied. And out of that 30% would be born a wise black scientist named Yaqub. And Yaqub would teach among these 30% dissatisfied from whom he would come and create a new race, start a new world, and a new civilization that would rule this earth for 6,000 years to come. So they brought these findings back to the king. It was put in the book. And by the way, that which is written to last for 25 years is called Holy Quran. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that this was put into the history, and then when the year 8400 came, Yaqub was born. When Yaqub reached the age of 6 years old, he was playing in the sand one day with two pieces of steel, at which time he discovered what is known as the law of magnetism, that unlike attracts and like repels. Two objects that are alike repel each other, like two women repel each other, but man and woman attract each other. Unlike attract and like repel. Yaqub discovered this. So Yaqub knew that all he had to do was make a man unlike any other people on this earth, and because he would be different, he would attract all other people. Then he could teach this man a science called trichnology, which is the science of tricks and lies. And that this weak man would be able to use that science to trick and rob and rule the world. So Yaqub turned to his uncle and said, when I grow up, I'm going to make a man who will rule you. And Yaqub's uncle said, what can you make other than that which will cause bloodshed and wickedness in the land? And Yaqub pointed to his head and said, I know that which you know not. Yaqub was born with a determined idea to make this man, because it had been predicted 8,400 years prior to his birth that he would be born to do this work. So he was born with this idea in him. And when his uncle realized that this was he about whom it was prophesied, his uncle submitted. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that Yaqub went to school in the East. He studied the astronomical sciences, mathematical sciences, and the germination of man. He discovered that in the black man, there are two germs. In the black man, there's a brown man. In the black man, or the black germ, which is the strong germ, there's a weak germ, a brown germ. Yaqub was the first one to discover this. And Yaqub knew that by separating that brown one from the black one, and then grasping the brown one until it became lighter and lighter and lighter, it would eventually reach its lightest stage, which is known as white. And when it got to that stage, it would be weak. And because it was weak, it would be susceptible to wickedness. And then Yaqub could take that weak man that he made and teach him how to lie and rob and cheat, and thereby become the ruler of all the rest of the world. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Yaqub began to preach. At the age of 16, he began to preach over there in Arabia, in the East. He preached among the 30% who were dissatisfied and got many of them to follow him. As they began to listen to Yaqub's teachings and believe it, his teachings spread. His followers grew, and it created confusion in the land. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that so much confusion came into existence over there that they threw Yaqub's followers in jail. And as fast as they were thrown in jail, they taught more people. So the teachings spread in jail. Finally, Yaqub was put in jail under an alias. And one day, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that the thing began to get out of hand, and the authorities went to the king and told him that they couldn't control these people, but that they had the leader of the people in jail right now, and the king said, take me to him. And when the king went to the jail where Yaqub was, he greeted Yaqub. As-salamu alaykum, Mr. Yaqub. I know you're Mr. Yaqub. And Yaqub said, wa alaykum salam, I am Yaqub. And the king said, look, I come to make an agreement with you. I know that you are the one that it is written or predicted would be on the scene in this day and would create a new race, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. But in order for us to have peace, we want to make an agreement with you. In order to stop the confusion and for there to be some peace in the land, we want you to agree to take all who will follow you and exile yourself out on an island in the Aegean Sea. Yaqub told them, I'll go, but you've got to give me everything that I will need to bring into existence a new civilization. You've got to give me everything I'll need, that which will last me. You got to supply me with everything I need for the next 20 years. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that the king agreed with Yaqub to supply him. The government of that day agreed to supply Yaqub and his followers with everything that they need for 20 years. And he says that you get this in the Bible where it says, Jacob wrestled with the angel. Jacob was Yaqub. And the angel that Jacob wrestled with wasn't God. It was the government of that day. Angel only means a power, or somebody with power. When a man has wings, or when a man has his wings clipped, you say that he lost his power, lost his position. So wings only mean a position of power and prestige. So when it says that Yahshua wrestled with the angel, angel is only used as a symbol to hide who it was Jacob was really wrestling with. Jacob was wrestling with the government of that day, and he made the government of that day give him everything he needs to last him and his followers for 20 years. Just like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is telling the government of this day that they got to give us everything we need in our own separate territory to last us for 20 to 25 years. You say, well, so the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Yaqub agreed, the government agreed. Yaqub took all of his followers down to the sea, down to the sea. And he says that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that Yaqub took 59,999 of his followers down to the seaside, with himself made 60,000. He piled them in boats and took them out to an island in the Aegean Sea called Pinar. In the Bible, it's called Patmos. When you read in the book of Revelation where John on the island of Patmos for the word of the Lord, that was Yaqub. What was John doing on the island of Patmos? John was Yaqub. John was out there getting ready to make a new race, he says, for the word of the Lord. What was the word of the Lord? The word was that in the year 8400, a new name would be made. A new race would be made. And when Yaqub and his followers got out there, his followers realized that Yaqub was wiser than any man of his day. And they recognized him as a God. He was a God to them. So when you get there in the Bible where it says, and God said, let us make man, that was Yaqub too. Not the supreme being. It wasn't the supreme being who made the sun that said, let us make man. When the supreme being made the sun, he said, let there be light. He showed he was supreme. He was independent. He needed no help, no associate. But when it came to making a man, that God said, let us make man. He didn't speak with independence, because there were two different gods. God, the supreme being, made the light. His word is thee. That's how he makes me. But Yaqub, who was a lesser God, he said to 59,999 of his followers, let us make man. Let us make a man in our image and in our likeness. We're going to make a white man. Yaqub, this was Yaqub talking. Make him in our image and in our likeness, and give him dominion over the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea and the creatures of the land. This is, and we call him Adam. It's only a name for the white man. The white man has taken mastery over the air. His airplanes rule the sky. His submarines and ships rule the sea. His armies rule the land. This was the man that was made 6,000 years ago, and the purpose for making him was so he could rule the world for 6,000 years. That's the white man. Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that first thing Yaqub did, he got his ministers, doctors, nurses, and cremators together. He gave them the law, because he had to set up a birth control law. He told the doctors, whenever two black ones come to you to get married, stick a needle in their vein, take some blood, and go back and come and tell them that their blood doesn't match so that they can't get married. So he also said, when a black one and a brown one come, let them get married. Or two brown ones come, let them get married. And then he told the nurse, 9 months after they're married, when you go to deliver their child, if it's a black child, put a needle in its brain and feed it to a wild animal. Let it be destroyed. But if it's a brown child, take that child to the mother and tell her that this is going to be a great man when he grows up, because he's lighter than the others. But to tell her that the child that you destroyed was an angel baby, and that it went up to heaven to prepare a place for her when she died. Same old line that they tell you today. Little baby died, they say it went to heaven. A baby died, goes the same place a man goes when he dies, right down into the ground. Is that right or wrong? So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us that Yaqub right there set up his birth control law. Within 200 years, they had killed off all the black babies on the island. Everything black on the island had been destroyed. And then Yaqub only lived to 150 years old, but he left laws and rules and regulations behind for his followers to go by. And after they had destroyed all of the black on the island of Pilar, then they began to work on the brown. They saved the yellow and destroyed the brown. Because, see, in the black, there's brown. In the brown, there's yellow. Can you see how it goes? The darkest one always has a lighter one in it. So in the black man, there's a brown man. In the brown man, there's a yellow man. In the yellow man, there's what? A white man. Oh, yeah. Getting weaker all the time. So it took 200 years to destroy the black. And then they worked on the brown for 200 years, and in 200 years, all the brown was destroyed, and all they had on the island of Ceylon was a yellow or mulatto-looking civilization. And then they went to work on it and began to destroy it out, so that by the time after 600 years of destruction on the island of Ceylon, they had grafted away the black, grafted away the brown, grafted away the yellow, and all they had left was a pale-skinned, blue-eyed, blonde-haired thing that you call a man, but actually the Bible calls him the devil. That's the devil that the Bible is talking about. Oh, Lucifer, Satan, or the serpent. Because the lighter they got, the weaker they got. As they began to get lighter and lighter, they grew weaker and weaker. Their blood became weaker. Their bones became weaker. Their mind became weaker. Their morals became weaker. They became a wicked race. By nature, wicked. Why by nature? The book says, concerning the devil, he says, he was conceived in iniquity and born in sin. What does it mean? That it took, when the nurses, at the outside, the nurses had to kill the little black baby. But in, after a while, it got so that the mother, through having been brainwashed, hated that black one so much, she killed it herself. Killed it herself. And saved the light one. And right on down, for 600 years, in order for the white one to come into existence, the darker one was always murdered, murdered, murdered. This went right into the nature of the child that was being born. The mother wanted a light baby when the child was being conceived. Just went right into the baby. The mother hated black when the child was being conceived. This went right into the baby. So that at the end of 600 years of planting the seed of iniquity right into the brain, right into the mind, right into the heart, right into the nature of these people. By the time they got the white man, they had something that by nature hated everything that was darker than what he was. Why, they had to murder off the black in order to get to the brown. They had to murder off the brown in order to get to the yellow. They had to murder off the black, brown, and yellow in order to get to the white. And right to this very day, the white man by nature wants to murder black, brown, red, and yellow. You don't have to teach him to kill the black man. He does it for sport. He does it for kicks. He does it because it's nature to do it. Do you understand that? So in 600 years, now they got a devil on the scene. A blue-eyed devil. A blonde-haired, oh yeah. They was out here on the island of Ceylon. That's where they, and Yaqub was dead. Yaqub was their father, but he never saw them, they never saw him. When the Bible, Yaqub was their God. When the Bible says no man has seen God, that's what it means. No white man has seen their God. None of them saw Yaqub, because Yaqub only lived to be 150. That don't mean that no man can see God, the supreme being. While the book of Revelation says when he comes, every eye will see him. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that after these devils got grafted, now we're not going to call them white anymore, we call them what they are. Well, white, that's their color. But devil, that's what they are. These aren't white people. See, that's not, you're not using the right language when you say the white man. You call it devil. When you call him devil, you call him by his name. Then he got another name, Satan. Another name, serpent. Another name, snake. Another name, beast. All these names are in the Bible for the white man. Another name, Pharaoh. Another name, Caesar. Another name, French, Frenchman, Englishman, American. All those are just names for the devil. So after they were out there for 600, after they had been made and grafted, and Yaqub was dead, then they packed up the bag and made it back into civilization. Yaqub had left them some laws how to go by. He left them a science called technology, how to divide and conquer. Yaqub told these people in his books, all you've got to do to take over the world is lie. Go back among the black people. Take your woman and send her to the black man's woman. And let her lie about the neighbor across the street. And then send another woman to that woman to lie on this woman to that woman. And when they get through spreading those lies, and they all start fighting and killing one another, you tell them, let you be the mediator. This is the trick the white man used. It all comes from Yaqub. See, he's an underdog. He's a minority. And the only way a minority can rule a majority is got to divide the majority. This is the trick that the white man was born to execute among dark mankind here on this earth. Yahshua said, when you go back among them, lie one on the other, and when they start fighting each other, ask them to let you be the mediator. And as soon as you become the mediator, then you're the boss. White man has done this trick everywhere, here in America, to the Indians. He sent one priest to the Indians in New York, and another priest to the Indians in Pennsylvania. And both of them would tell lies to both Indians. And the Indians, who had never been at war with each other, would start beating the tom-tom, the war drum. And then as they got ready to come together and fight, the priest would run in and say, let me be the mediator. The New York Indians, you move out to Minnesota. And the Pennsylvania Indians, you move out to Oklahoma. That would leave the whole state of New York and Pennsylvania for the white man. You see how he does it? He's all over the world. He does it. He's a mediator. He's an instigator and a mediator. He instigates division and dissension. And as soon as they start fighting one another, he says, okay, I'll settle it. If you don't think so, look all over the world right now. Every place on this earth, you got a division. South Korea, North Korea. South Vietnam, North Vietnam. Right or wrong? He is the one that makes this division. He don't let nobody get together. But when it comes to his kind, it's united. United States. Meaning all white people are united. United States of Europe. Or European common market. They want to get together. But when you start talking about the United States of Asia or United States of Africa, well, he said, no, too many different languages. Y'all don't have nothing in common. You see how he does it? He always discourages unity among others, but he encourages unity among his own kind. United we stand. That don't mean you. You are your hair. Yeah, Negroes jump up and say, yeah, united we stand. They don't mean you. That means the white man. White man is the one who stands united. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that these devils went back into Arabia. When they got there, they started telling lies. They started confusion. And in 6 months' time, they had turned heaven into hell. Oh yeah, I had so much fighting going on among our people, brother, it became hell. We never did fight each other. We loved each other. We're in harmony with each other. And when these devils came back into our midst, they turned our paradise into a hell. So it was taken to the king, and the king looked in the book and said, well, these are Yaqub's people. They were made to do what they're doing, and the only way we'll have peace is to get rid of all of them, put them all to death. So the king gave the order for all of the devils to be rounded up. And by devil now I mean all those blue-eyed, blonde-haired, white things. He gave orders for them to be rounded up there in the east. And they were rounded up. They were rounded up and taken down to the edge of the Arabian desert. They were stripped naked, stripped of everything except their language. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that we put a lambskin apron around their waist to hide their nakedness. We put them in chains and marched them across the hot sands of the Arabian desert. This is what the black man did to the white man, brother. This is what the gods did to the devil. Actually, if you think that I don't know what I'm talking about, those of you who are Masons, those of you who are brought into the Masons, you go through this and don't understand. When you go in, they put a lambskin apron around your waist. They put you in what's called the cable's hole, right or wrong. And then they make you jump up and down on an electric mat. Make you take off your shoes and make you put the juice in the mat and make you jump up and down. Why? What are they getting at? That's all a sign of what happened to the white man 6,000 years ago. If this don't happen, but you're supposed to be walking the hot sands when you jump up and down. Right or wrong? You all been in some of that stuff. They tell you that that's crossing the hot sands. And you go up to old Negro Mason and ask him, when you cross the hot sands, were you walking or riding? He tell you, I was walking. He's a fool. Because he was riding. He was riding horseback. He was riding on a camel. It was the white man that was in chains. It was the white man that had the apron around him. It was the white man that was walking the hot sand. We walked him at high noon. We wouldn't even let him walk at night. We stopped at night. And you know how hot the sands are, the sun and the sand is in Arabia. We expected the white man to die when we were running him out of the east. But that fool lived, brother.